Good afternoon. This is Brianna Klein from West Campus with Gage Hill, also a student from West Campus TCC. We are interviewing Rawan
Aziz Khan.
Aziz Khan, who is an ESL student at Northeast Campus at TCC. Today's date is September 25th, 2018. We are here at Northeast Campus TCC doing the oral interview. We are doing this oral interview to get to know Rawan and her life as an ESL student. Rawan, how are you doing today?
Good, and you?
Doing good. Kind of excited to do this.
Yeah, pretty excited too.
So you're from Saudi Arabia. How long have you been here in Tulsa?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, and this is my third year.
This is your third year?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it here in Tulsa?
So.
Are you here alone or are you with family?
With my husband and my son.
Your husband and your son?
Yep.
How long have you and your husband been married?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on that. And how old is your son?
6 months.
Six months. Wow, so he's still a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it hard to adapt from the changes when you went from Saudi Arabia to here?
Can you explain it more?
Like the culture-wise. The culture from there versus here, was it a big change you had to deal with?
Yeah, it's very big different between my country and here. But I'm enjoying here, and I'm trying to be, how can I say it, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm enjoying here, yeah. But there is very different between my country and our culture and also our religion, so it's very different.
What are some of the differences?
Like in my country, the weather first, it's very different. We don't have cold or snow, and here it's very cold. And yeah, in my country, we don't buy like winter clothes. We don't have, because we don't have winter. And also in the summer, maybe the summer it's the same, because we have a lot of hot weather and the sun very close, and here the same, I think.
So you buy some winter clothes here? While you're here, yeah. Get cold easy.
How hot does it get over there?
It's very hot, like the degrees, 100 and degrees.
Oh, I'm glad I don't like the heat like that. Do you like do you like enjoying the cold versus the heat that you always had to deal with there?
Yeah, I actually like winter, the winter, so I really enjoy it. But here in Tulsa, there is no snow, but I need snow.
I know. There needs to be snow. That's the one thing I hate, when there's not, it's super cold, but there's no snow. There always has to be snow for me to like the cold like that.
Yeah, we haven't had any crazy snowstorms or anything like that, so.
Since about 2009 was our last year here that we had a huge snowstorm.
Yeah, it was bad.
Let's see. Any favorite activities you like to do here when you're not busy with school?
Maybe just walk around in the garden or go to the cinema. But no, because I have kids, so I can't go anymore. Maybe when he, like, 2 years, I think, or 3 years.
Yeah.
Probably whenever, like, maybe, like, the really kiddie type movies comes out, you can always take him to go see. Do you like, you like attending TCC here?
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite thing about attending here?
Learn a new language.
Besides the ESL program, is there any other programs you're involved in?
No, just ESL student. But I have been in Tahlequah to learn ESL. But so I moved here, so maybe better than Tahlequah. So.
Oh, you attended school at Tahlequah?
Yeah, NSU, you know,
What That's made cool. you switch from NSU to here?
NSU, it's not like TCC. There is much student, all the students Chinese and me Saudi. So I need to, to learn a new culture and like that.
So pretty much all the culture they were learning there was like the Chinese, and you wanted to branch out and learn more. I'd feel the same way. What would you say your most challenging thing here would be?
when I talk to native speaker like you.
Oh.
That's challenging me. Or when I need to make an appointment, so that's also challenging me. So oh, sometimes yeah. I can't understand, so I can okay. So yeah.
Is it like faster?
Yeah,
like when
so
we talk?
Fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like whenever you call the doctors, they talk like super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just like, can you slow down a little bit just so I can understand you?
Yeah.
How did you discover TCC? Like you were over at NSU. How did you discover coming here to TCC?
Can you explain what you mean, discover?
Like, how did you find, like, you were over at NSU what
mm-hmm.
and everything, and you decided you came want to come to TCC. How did you...
Did someone tell you about it, or did you see it on TV, or, like, a newspaper?
Oh, no. Actually, my husband's friends told him about the TCC, because he learned there. So
mm-hmm.
He told him it's very good... college, and if your wife there, so she will learn very fast, and we decided to come here.
Okay. Why did you choose NSU? What made you choose NSU whenever you went there?
Because my husband studied there, so yeah.
Okay. What did your husband study?
Marketing?
Oh,
yep.
Okay. What is your goal to achieve here at TCC?
To pass my all the subject here so I can go to the university. So I need to pass all my subject here.
What university do you want to go to?
NSU.
NSU?
Okay. That's where I plan on going to after I leave TCC as well. Did you know that there is a NSU in Broken Arrow?
Oh, yeah. My husband studied there, actually.
He studies there?
Yeah, but after this term, we will go to the NSU because it's more bigger.
And mm-hmm.
How important is education to you?
It's very important to me because I need to be successful in my life and I need to work independent with myself. So I don't need to like dependent on my husband, and that's very important to me.
Yeah.
Is TCC how you expected it to be?
Like
the small culture versus how NSU is huge. Like it's a huge campus. You have
mm-hmm.
so many people. Your classes are probably a lot bigger. And here at TCC is a lot smaller. And you pretty much get to know everyone quicker. Is it kind of that? Is that how you expected it to be? Or do you just
mm-hmm.
expect to be more different?
Did you think it was going to be like challenging here? Or did you like think it was going to be kind of easy? Or?
I thought like it's easy to be here in TCC, but it's not because you need to learn, and you need to learn very hard. So it's not easy. In
yeah.
NSU, it was very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah. What made NSU very easy?
Because we don't study very hard. Yeah, actually, we were there from 9 o'clock to 4.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so
oh, wow.
It's very difficult for me, but it was very easy because I don't have homework and don't have anything. Yeah, but here I have 5 hours and it's a lot of homeworks, and it's very crazy, but I really like it here.
That's good. A lot of homework, probably not so much, but at least maybe to you it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm
because I need to learn very fast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Let's see. What is your favorite thing here at TCC?
Meeting new people and different country, different culture.
How is education like back in Saudi?
It's not the same, but actually I studied their English, but this is not very good because the teacher speak Arabic when she learn us English, so I don't understand everything, so. Yeah, it's very different.
Was it like a small school that you went to there, or is it were they bigger schools?
Bigger
schools.
If education was different there, like how it is here, would you go back home to finish learning, or would you stay here?
Stay here.
You like it here better. What are like some of the differences between the education there and here?
Maybe first the teachers. the way they learn the students, and I like here more than my country. So that's the big difference for me.
What makes you like here so much better than your country?
Yeah, the way the teacher learned us, how they teach us is very...
Is it pretty interesting being in a classroom learning other cultures too, because there's kids from all over the world?
Yes.
So that's cool.
I think that would be pretty neat. Like, I love learning different cultures as well. So I think that'd be pretty cool. Do you plan on, so you plan on furthering your education into within, out of TCC, and you plan on going to NSU. What are you going to school for? Like, what's your major?
Maybe the same, my husband, marketing.
Marketing?
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing with marketing?
Like what?
After college, are you going to like get a job? Like marketing would be like selling like a product. Like, are you going to go work for a company, or are you going to like start up your own company and sell stuff? Or
maybe sell stuff.
Just sell stuff? Yeah.
Would you recommend TCC to any other student in the future?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Do you want to leave any changes here at TCC?
Like what?
Like possibly like culture changes, like you teaching other people about your culture maybe, and them get a little reference from it maybe, and that kind of just changes.
Maybe my friend asked me about my culture because maybe they interest, but
okay, so how many languages total do you speak?
English and Arabic.
English and Arabic. Mm-hmm. Was learning English language difficult for you?
In the beginning, yes. But now, it's okay. So far, so good.
What made it so difficult for you?
Because it's a new language for me. And it's hard when you talk with native speakers. So here in United States, you must talk in English. So
yeah.
What are the challenges of being an ESL student for your social life with friends?
My friends or
yeah, like when you're going out in public and hanging out with your friends and everything, is it kind of like a challenge with your language difference a little bit?
Yeah, sometimes when I talk to them, I actually said a word in Arabic, but I can't realize because, and sometimes when I talk to my family, I can't say that word in Arabic because I forget it in Arabic, so I said it in English. Then they said to me, what? Okay, I don't know, but yeah, that's...
So when you're out in public and you're like talking to someone, you kind of slip up and start talking a little bit of Arabic, and you're like, oh, yes. I gotta go back to English.
Does your family know English as well, or do they?
Not too much.
Not too much. Mm-hmm. So when you, do you ever go visit your family, like back at home?
Oh, yes.
All the time? That would be, is it difficult being away from family this far away?
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you taught any of your friends your language?
In Arabic, like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you taught
some words. They're like, hi in Arabic. Marhaba, so marhaba. They like it. Marhaba.
Marhaba.
Marhaba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And Muslim people said assalamu alaikum. This is for Muslim people.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The difference. A little difference there. Yeah, I wanna for my future career, one of the things I wanna do is learn Arabic. So that would be really interesting to do. Because I'm wanting to go into being like a possible FBI agent, being a criminal psychologist, and knowing different languages will be really good and everything, because you don't know who you're going to deal with being a criminal. So having different languages like Spanish, Arabic, just a bunch of different other languages would come in really handy, especially if they're trying to talk to you and you're like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And where I work, they have a program you can actually sign up for, and they will pay for you to learn different languages. And Arabic's one of the ones they'll teach you.
Wow.
Arabic, Japanese, and some other ones. It's pretty cool.
That's neat. Do you have a job?
No.
Does your
husband?
Just student. Does your husband have a job too?
No, just student.
Just student also. As well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you made lots of friends here?
Yes, a lot of friends.
A lot of friends?
Yeah. Too many to keep count of?
Mm-hmm. Just within the program or also outside of the program?
Yeah, just in the program.
Just in the program?
Yeah.
How many, do you have a lot of friends back in Saudi Arabia?
What?
Do you have a lot, sorry, that probably talked fast. Do you have a lot of friends back at home?
Oh, yes, I have. But no, actually, I don't touch with them. So
you don't stay in touch anymore?
No.
Do you miss your friends back at home?
A lot.
Yeah,
because I'm very busy here, so I can't touch with them. So just my mom and my family. That's it.
Do you do social media and all that here?
It's like a big thing. Social media, yeah. I can't touch with them. Like, I need to call and like that. No, not anymore.
Like and Facebook and all that?
Your friends back at home also have the social media for you to be able to stay in contact with?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Well, that's good. At least you're staying in contact a little bit?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Do you celebrate any holidays back in your country?
Yes, Saudi National Day, if you know it. It was in Sunday, so we celebrate it in my country. And here, no. But in SU, they celebrate it, but we can't go there. And I think in TU, if you know the...
Tulsa
University.
Yeah, they celebrate it, and here not.
What is that type of holiday?
It's Saudi National Day, because it's... how can I explain it to you? It's 88 years, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
We can look it up.
Yeah,
after
we'll look it up. Because I'm curious on that. Mm-hmm. Are the people in your country super friendly? Like the people you know, are they really friendly?
Like here in America?
Yeah, like people can be rude here. I'm going to be honest on that. People can be rude mm-hmm. here and everything. Like, do you have... like rude people there too, or is like how people's friendliness different here and there?
I think here is more friendly than my country, so I like here because they like I don't know what like when I, for example when I go to the Walmart, so the girl or the man saw me, they talk very fast to me, like, how is the weather, and like that, so they are very friendly, without I know him. So in my country, we don't have, like, much like that, so just hi, and that's it. So
like, here...
Oh, so you can make more conversations here with people mm-hmm. and talk...
And in my country...
It's just like, friendly. Hi, see you later.
Yeah, here you talk with stranger, you can talk with, have a full conversation with a complete stranger, and there you're probably like, I don't want to talk to you, go away. There's some people like that here, too. They're like, I don't want to talk to strangers. Yeah. No. Stranger danger. What type of food is your favorite from your country?
It's actually rice with the meat. We call it the biryani. It's actually Indian food. So I like, Or how can I say it for you? It's rice and meat and chicken, so it's my favorite dishes. It's like kapsa, if you know it. I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
What is it?
Kapsa.
Kapsa?
Yep.
I've never heard of that.
Do you do desserts back at... They have desserts and all that back at home, like cake or...
Oh, yeah. We have.
What's your favorite food here?
Pizza.
Pizza. I'm with you on that one, girl.
Yeah,
pizza is
pizza.
My favorite. What's your favorite pizza place to go to?
I actually just ordered from Domino's.
Domino's is pretty good. Have you been to any, like, one of the fancy pizza restaurants before?
No, because I don't know.
Have you ever had Chicago-style pizza?
No, it's here in Tulsa.
Yeah.
There is a place, like Marley's, isn't it?
I think there's Marley's. There's Marley's, and there's a place called Savastano's, and a place called Andolini's. And they sell Chicago-style pizza, which is super thick pizza, and it's just full of cheese and pepperoni. Like, it's just, it's so good. It's really big. Like, all the other pizzas are like this, and then it's like that thick.
Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
Yeah, Chicago.
So if you eat just one, it's enough for you.
Probably one slice will probably be full. I had Chicago style pizza at Marley's once, and it was, they actually called it a backward Chicago pizza or something, because it was your pizza dough, super thick, just like he explained, and then it had your cheese, or it had your pepperoni, and then your cheese, and then your sauce was on top.
Oh, really?
So it was like a flipped pizza, pretty much, like backwards pizza. It was really good though.
So the name of the place is Chicago Pizza?
Chicago style pizza is the type of pizza. I'm sure you can look it up and it'll kind of show you where it's at and all that. There's probably a few places I don't even know about that have it here.
Probably. Like Chicago style pizza is based off of the state or the city Chicago and everything. Because every state here in the United States has different styles of pizza they do and everything. And Chicago is just one of my favorite ones. Have you been to the mall here yet?
Yes, a lot.
A lot? Yes. What's your favorite store to go in there?
Macy's, I think.
Macy's, that's a really good store. Yeah. Have you been in JCPenney's before?
Yes.
The place is good. I love going to JCPenney's. My cousin actually works at JCPenney's. Do you have malls back at your home?
Most what?
Do you have malls back at your home?
A lot.
A lot of malls?
Yes. Wow. Just one. A lot.
A lot,
I can't
even,
how many, 20 or more.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's definitely a lot more
than
here.
Huge malls, not very small.
Like how ours are probably small. Yours are huge, a lot bigger than ours.
Huge. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like multiple floors, stores. Yeah. Oh, that's
two
crazy.
Or three.
Wow, would not have ever expected that. I would have expected maybe a few malls, but not a ton.
No, a lot.
What's your favorite store to shop in? Like back at home? At the mall there. Did you have a favorite store back at home, or was it Macy's as well?
I have Centerpoint and I don't know.
What is your favorite sport?
Do you like sports?
Or do you like sports?
I like just walking.
Just walking?
Maybe swimming.
Swimming?
Swimming's
swimming?
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Do you watch TV? And?
Yeah, I watch TV a lot.
You watch TV? What's your favorite?
But in my country here, not too much, just in my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Netflix on your phone or...?
In my laptop, yes.
Laptop?
Yeah.
Netflix
I
and Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
Those are very addicting and they're so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, that about wraps it up.
We finished?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for us?
Do you have any questions for us? Yeah.
Oh, no, just nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you, too.
All right. Well, I am hitting finish on this. It was such a good meeting you and learning lots of stuff about you.
Thank you.